just bow our heads again. A word of prayer. Dear Father, we are grateful to you, Lord, for your mercy upon us, as saw us through the week that ended yesterday. We appreciate your protection. We appreciate your provisions. I appreciate, O God, your healing hands. We appreciate, O God, your favor and blessings, both spiritually and physically. We thank you, O God, because as we are alive today, we know it's because we have something to see accomplished through our life. We bless your holy name. Thank you, O God, for bringing us this morning and the blessings we have received already in the Sunday school. We thank you, O God, for testimonies of your protection, your goodness and mercies upon your children. We thank you, O God, for the worship service, the hymns and the choruses, and specials that have been sent to praise your name. We are grateful to you. Dear Father, we want to commit, O God, some of your people, Lord, like Brother Son, that brought the request of the sister-in-law, Mrs. Ini Udo, who is in a critical condition this morning. We ask that you be gracious unto her and be merciful unto her. Lord, may she recover so that she could give her life to you before leaving this earth, O God. Raise up help for her, Father. We plead on her behalf for mercy. Grant it, King of Glory. Lord, we also want to remember old Papa, Nolaro Timi, this morning. We pray you will touch his body. And from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, may you divinely intervene, dear Father, that, Lord, his body will come back to normalcy. Grant it, Father. Because may the wife, Mama, into your hand, we ask that you give her strength, Lord. Give her perfect health. May she not break down, oh Father. We just pray that you strengthen and make a way for them at this time. Thank you, Father. We also remember your servant, oh God, Pastor Oluwafemi, was operated upon yesterday. We ask that you perfect his health to the glory of your name. We remember Sister Ephraim Benlove too, who is also on admission this morning. We pray you will be with her and perfect her health. And as many as are sick in the body, whether in the hospital or in their homes or in church this morning, we pray, O God, that the Jehovah Rapha, may you strengthen your healing hands upon everybody and deliver your people from the works of the enemy. Grant it, dear Father. We have come to church this morning to check up with our soul salvation. Lord, knowing that on a daily basis, Lord, people leave this earth. Lord, to leave your prophecy is not the bad thing, but to come to the judgment is a major thing. Father God, we want you to work upon us, so that whichever day, whichever time, Lord, you force our Lord to meet you, will not meet you unprepared. Have your way, dear Father. Lord, fill with the Holy Spirit, in the sick and the afflicted. Send your blessings unto each one. Be with the mouth that speaks. Be with the mouth, the ears that hear, Lord. And be with our hearts, that your word, O God, might have the right place in there, Lord. And may your spirit follow it up, O God. May I accomplish his right focus. Your servants who are in different places this morning behind the sacred desk, remember Adewomi in Bakatari, your servant Brother Joseph in Ghana, and several other places where your servants are. Lord, behind the pulpit, O God, Lord, the job that each one have in their hands this morning is more than a doctor to operate, is also more than that of a pilot to fly people. Lord, because the souls of the people is in our hearts, may you be our help. Help us to be faithful. Give us strength and ability. Let your word help your people, dear Father. We just ask, O God, that you will barricade every angle that the enemy might want to use to distract your people from receiving your blessing, Father. Have your way, Father. At the end of this service, may we have recourse to give glory and honor to you. We ask these petitions with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord is our helper. It is the last stage of the battle. Somebody sent me the news yesterday about Israel and Iran. The thing is getting tense. And U.S. is waking up. Iran also have people at his back. I said the Third World War is bring up. And you know that before the whole thing will blow up, the rapture must take place. So in between now and the total blow of the thing, we must be ready to leave. And that is why the battle is getting stronger. You see, immediately I start this topic. When the devil see that, where are you going with this thing? That's when he came to touch my eyes. Well, even if I can't see at all, I will talk about it. Because most of these things, I'm just reading it for your sake. They are all here. You know, last Sunday I preached without reading. Also, so they are here. So he's wasting his time. We know that on this earth, directly at that time, that the prophet said that there will always be constant punching until we leave this place. And when a soldier goes to battle, as he's firing, himself knows that some bullet can touch him. Yes, he can touch him too. Yeah, so everything is battle. God will be gracious to us. That's the law is a rock. You see, within reach. In him we hide a shelter in the time of storms. Shelter in the time of storm. Seek your water by you, be it a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus, this around, a weary land, a weary. We read up, you are shelter in the dark. I say by day and defend by night. I say by day, defend by night. You are shelter in the dark. For so, who we are, and the fools are proud. Hallelujah, oh Jesus is the rock, in our way, our feet as we read from the scriptures. We read from Isaiah 14, verse 12 to 14, and 2 Thessalonians. Isaiah 14, verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou called down to the ground? Will this weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. That is what Satan has in his heart. That is how he was cast out from heaven. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he as God seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. God bless you. You can please be seated. You did come with that servant of you. The Lord bless you. We are speaking about the revelation of the man of sin. And taking it now, about I think 2 Sundays passed. And then this morning we try to recapitulate to bring the summary of the things we have. Like Brother Paul said in the book of Romans, he said, of the things that we have said, he says, this is the sum. So that we can understand. Like I said, I brought in the interpreter here so that those who cannot hear Yoruba, they can go back and play it again as many times for understanding. Me myself, some of the areas that I do here, that I talk about here, I play it several times. Several times. Myself. When you play it, you get some level of understanding. You play it, it will be added. You play it, it's added. You play it, and I will still continue to play it. It's like the Bible. We have been reading it on a daily basis. Every time we read it, we get added revelation again. Better spiritual understanding. That is also how the message is, because it is the interpretation of that Bible. In the Sunday school, I'm sure majority were in the Sunday school. If you are not, just speak it later and because we will not go back. It's already almost 30 minutes off of the 2 hours.
Hello to God.
So, now where we reach in the Sunday school, we read Genesis 4. And now we are going to read, we are starting now from Genesis chapter 6. Because we are tracing the serpent seed and we are tracing it until we get to today and then look at the prophecy that is being fulfilled which formed the timetable for the time of our existence here on earth. Genesis chapter 6 from verse 1. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them. You know, the prophet gave details of this in the message, the flashing red line of the sign of his coming. We are not going into the details of that. We are only making some extracts. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And the prophet told us that the sons of God here are the sons of
Seth.
And the daughters of men here, they are the daughters of Cain. They were fair. And they took them wives of which they chose. The prophet said, the Bible put here wives. He said, but the emphatic dialogue put it women. That is bringing it from the original Greek language that was written. He said women. It is at the translation of the King James Version that they put wives there. Because the prophet said that they did not follow the protocol or whatever of somebody having wife, because it has a process. And if you want to marry, you are permitted by God to have only one. If you don't understand the practical, look at the theory. If you don't understand the theory, look at the practical. In practical, when God started it, how many females did he put give to Eve, to Adam? One. Male and female. Not male and females. Male and female created he them. All the animals, the birds, every creepy thing, the one in the ocean, wherever they are, one male, one female. That is the beginning. And after the beginning, it was Lamech that started the polygamy. As you have read, have we not read it? So when he started it, then the thing keep going and going and keep expanding. Let's read for them. So this verse 2 says, the sons of God, the sons of Seth. But when you read the scripture also, when Seth was born, the Bible said that men began to call on the name of the Lord. But these sons of Seth now, they now began to look at the daughters of Cain, which are serpent seed. They were beautiful because their father was beautiful, as we have it in the book of Ezekiel 28. He was created beautiful. And that is why the Bible said That favor is deceitful, beauty is vain. You have the scripture with you. Beauty is vain. All right. Let's go. Just go ahead. Okay. Favor is deceived. That's what I said. And beauty is vain. Yeah. So the girls were fair. They resembled their father. Pretty. And that projection of beauty today is still on. That you see that task in women to want to be pretty, which is not bad in its, in the first instance, but the prophet said any girl that is beautiful, we are talking about the beauty created by God. We are not talking about the one that you yourself go and walk out by bleaching, by makeup, by the type of dress you wear, and the shoes, and the hairdo. If you look at the scripture, all these are things that women make themselves pretty. Is that correct? Both hairdo and shoes and the clothes, all is said in the scriptures. The prophet said, if a pretty girl does not hand over her beauty to God, that she is going to take to hell men that are more than what all the bootleg joints in the country will take to
hell.
Let us go ahead and see what was happening. Population explosion, which the explosion actually was helped by polygamy. That's right, people today. Yeah, what did you do in the night that's making you to sleep? Close your mouth and open your eyes. You think you want to sleep here today? Go ahead and see what next. What I will do next will surprise you. So these people here, they began to pick women to themselves. The only time that the word of God approved a man and woman to be together is when they are married. All these young boys and young girls today that is talking rubbish and doing rubbish, you are preparing yourself for the blast of God. I am telling you, it is possible for a child to be promiscuous. Yes, to be loaded with lust. Yes. The parents may be Holy Ghost filled. The first generation. The second generation of the parents may be Holy Ghost filled. It may come from the third generation or the fourth that it bypasses up and it's entering into you. So, parents, don't you ever say that my child is holy. Hey, when you hear that your child is treading a dangerous side, you better do everything in prayer requests, in monitoring, everything. Otherwise, that one is on their way to the lake of fire. The only thing to do to you as a parent is that it will spoil your name. If we catch any of you with any rotten thing, rotten information, rotten messages, whatsoever, you are in for wahala. I am telling you. When were you born? What have you known? Some of you will not stay put in your school. Going from one school to another one. Looking for what? When you want to do exam, I want to fly in fact. Which kind of flying color? Where is the color that is flying? You will fail. Because your mind is not in what they are teaching you in class. You are waiting for break time to come so that you go somewhere. You are not listening to what they are teaching in class.
Oh, that is so don't
you will just okay. When this thing started in Genesis, look at what God said in verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his day shall be 120 years. That was dead. There were giants in the earth in those days. The prophet said that these giants, they were the amalgamation of the product of the mixture of the sons of Seth and the daughters of Cain. The mixture of them, the prophet said that God produced the giants. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children unto them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man of the earth, and it gripped him at his heart. If you are a small girl and you say you are already a friend to somebody, the person you will marry, at what age? Are you talking that one? You want to ruin your life so you cannot see at all and see the things that have happened. You know, see and see examples. The life that are ruined. God be merciful to you.
Okay.
He repented the Lord that he had made man on the heart, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for he repented me that I have made them. Amen. Let me read some few paragraphs from the flashing red light, then we proceed. Paragraph 57. Okay, let me read from here. It's closer for me. And remember, when people begin to multiply upon the earth, and the woman got fair, it was that hour, it was at that time that the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. Women, don't you emphasize your beauty. It is flesh, dust that you are carrying, that is decorated. A sister was buried in Accra last year. Yes. She is pretty. When you talk of pretty, she is pretty. And this is natural beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty. But as beautiful as that body is, when the spirit leaves, it has to enter the dust. Whether it is beautiful or ugly, dust thou art, and dust shall thou return. It was spoken about the body. Do you see the clutch? Do you see the hand of God? My spirit. Then the daughters of men were fair. And they took unto them wives. Of course, I've told you that. And he said, then, my spirit will not always strive with man. I will allot his days. Now the fourth verse. And there were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, the sons of God came unto the daughters of men. And they bare them children. And the same became mighty men, which were old renowned. Do you notice he never said nothing about marriage? Notice the sons of God came unto the daughters of men. Nothing about marriage. The prophet said that before a boy can take you out, instead of come to your parents' house and ask your parents your hand in marriage, not corner, Facebook, Instagram, whatever you want to call it. And you that have, may God be merciful to you. You know they see any road. A girl you know does not have one couple of revelation. That wear trousers and dress of it. Is that one you are pursuing? You don't see anything. You are writing letter to evil. To evil days. That's what we are writing letter for. You are right at the door of Wahala, knocking the door for trouble to open to you. When the trouble opens, you will be the only one that will face it personally. We go there here now. She said, we know they see. We they follow you. You can feed yourself. You can't feed yourself. Oh, till a boy, eh? You that is asking money for you to feed as a single person. Then you are writing to a girl. You are finished. The prophet said, and if you take in the original Greek there, the word meaning says, I've got it wrote down here somewhere, a wife, taking to them wives. In the third verse, taking them wives. In the Greek, I look it up this afternoon, he didn't say take them to them wives. He said took to them women, not wives. Now you check it with your emphatic dialogue and watch if that isn't true. Taking unto them women, not wives. They took them just as they were, free lovers, like we have today. The prophet said that the message of marriage and divorce of today will be used to judge everybody in this generation. Yes. Whichever religion you belong to, God have a standard. Just like every country, they have a constitution, and that constitution, it is what everybody in the country is judged by, without exception. Leave this country alone. In US, even the president can't do anyhow. There's limit. You embezzle money, they catch you. You go in for it. But in this our country, there are some people that are under immunity. Whatever they eat, they eat. It is unlimited what they can eat. And then you'll be telling the small, small salary earners not to embezzle, not to steal, not to hypocrite. When you know that the salary you give to them, he can't take care of even that one person, not to talk about somebody to have wife or children. Hypocrite. Demon possessed people. Amen.
Amen.
Paragraph 62. Notice, women of that day, in the days of Noah, must have been the talk of the day. As is happening today. See, the sons of God, Seth's sons, saw the daughters of Cain that they were beautiful. Why? They were wicked. You will see the beauty, you will not see the wickedness. And they were daughters of Cain. When the sons of God saw the daughters of men, they were fair. They took unto them women. Then the sons of God fell from their estate with God and become woman chasers. As some do today, woman chasers. You are chasing wahala, you are chasing trouble. And as you continue to chase, you will get trouble. If that ain't the picture of today, I don't know what it is. That is true. Paragraph 67. And the Bible said, they eat and they drank. Now that is legitimate. It's legitimate to eat and to drink. Marriage is honorable. A man marry a woman, that is honorable. That is instituted of God. But when it comes to a time that man will take another man's wife, or take some young woman, or some woman that no matter who she is, and break his marriage vow, and do something that is wrong, it is safe in the sight of God, and the Bible speaks very hardly against this. Now notice, he said that marriage, God instituted that in Eden, but he certainly condemned adultery, and he condemned fornication. And these men and women, in that day, bypassed the laws of God and took it upon themselves and done it anyhow. The same thing today. By passing God's law and do it anyhow. You can do it anyhow. Father no see you. Mother no see you. Brother no see you. Minister no see you. God is looking at you. And when you are going to be reaping what you are sowing, remember you'll be the only one in it. All these small, small girls that want boys to be pressing their bread. You are possessed of demons. You are possessed of demons. What is wrong with you? And you boys that want to be touching girls for whatsoever reason, do you know what Brother Abraham prescribed for a man that will defy a girl? He said they should castrate him in the public. Don't tell her that. They make him impotent. And that in the public, not in the secret. Break him out and render him impotent. That is Abraham's prescription. If you begin to touch what you are not supposed to touch, this hand God gave it to you, you can take it. Because Jesus said, if your right hand will lead you to hell, you better cut it. It's time for all those hands to be cut off. May God have mercy upon us. Are you still treating man of sin so? Yes. It's part of the revelation of the man of sin. Yes.
Now compare that with today. Look at it. If you want to see the trail, it's in the blood. Take a good deep think of that now. As the infallible Jesus Christ said these words. Amen. I want to read a few things from the conflict between God and Satan. From paragraph
123.
This is why the devil say, this is your eyes, they see things. Make you, it will see things. It will see things. God will protect the eyes to begin to see things. Brother Paul said, we are not unaware of the devices of the devil. But if you will excuse me, I'm not trying to think that I'm trying to make a know-it-all here. But just to give my thought of it, I think these sons of God were the sons of Seth. Saw the daughters of the Canaanites, of the Cains, that they were fair. Because the sons of Seth came, were the sons of Adam, who was the son of God. But the son, the daughters of Cain, who was the son of Satan.
So,
yes, because Cain is, yes, that is right. And you notice, they notice just at the end, before this antediluvian destruction, that the daughters of Canaan were fair, pretty, attractive. You get it? If God give you a natural beauty, we thank God for it. Keep it under cover and hand it over to Jesus Christ. If you want to project it and become an instrument, you want to act like the serpent, the most subtle of all the guests, or the most subtle of all the boys, you become an instrument of Satan. And at the end of the day, you will be marked for destruction. Now Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Women, attractive. What kind of women? Canaanites. See? Taking the sons of God. See, sons of God taking the Canaanite women. Paragraph 128. John 1:28. Right. It was so striking when I read analysis the other day of Chicago when I was there. New York, Los Angeles, Birmingham, and many of the great outstanding cities to this club of the social clubs has come together in such a way that families after families through neighborhood join into this club, and they go to a certain meeting place, take their keys, throw them in a hat. The woman reaches in and gets a key, and that is her husband. See, they meet again. Terrible situation. High pollution. It means that nobody has a permanent wife. Of course, you know the key you just dropped. You will pick that one. Not any momentum. You know the key you just dropped now. So you will not, or the one you took last, you know it. In fact, the last two times and three, you know. So you just pick a new one.
Do you know that somebody was telling me this last week that a church in so in a neighboring state, I won't mention the town, because I follow some of the news that time, and saw a brother that I know who is now a pastor in the police van when they were arrested, and I saw some of the video and pictures and things. I was in that church that they came to this point of changing their wife also.
We're
supposed to be a message church. Come around, a change, go. This same thing that was they were practicing in the time of the prophet. You think that spirit died? It doesn't die. The prophet said that God takes his man, not his spirit. When we were in the village in those days, the boys will be talking among themselves how the girl they live with. You also go and you go agree. Sometimes, one girl, they will take one girl, about 4, 5, 6 boys will pass in the same, at the same, as this one is finishing, the other one is climbing. This is our generation. If you don't hide yourself under the blood, because there is nobody that can monitor anybody. Parents cannot follow a girl to school. Even ordinary secondary school, they do evil there. That they go and come back in a day. Not to talk of when they go for what do you call it, for hostel something. But watch your girl, watch your boy, and see the kind of spirit that is working on them. If you have eyes to see, you will know that this kind of spirit is working on this one. Then play your part. Talk your own. Tell the pastor. Ask for prayers. Ask for advice. Put in all that you can put in. After that one, whatever be the repercussion, you will be on top of the child's head. When we leave this earth, there is not going to be feeling of father to son, father to daughters. All those feelings will leave. So wherever you find yourself at the end of the day, whether in the lake or fire roasting there, that is your lot. Because you are privileged to stay in the environment where you can be delivered. But you chose to go the other way. That is your lot. Father will be enjoying himself there. Mother will be enjoying himself there. Why you are roasting in the lake of fire? That is your choice. And that is your lot. The devil himself knows that we preach righteousness here. Apart from God knowing, Satan himself knows that we preach righteousness here and we live by it by the grace of God. If you choose otherwise, that is your choice. That is your lot. Wherever you go, goodbye to you. You will suffer it in the regions of the lost. Amen. You see, he goes to show that back again, he started in the beginning with women by sex, and it ends up the same way at the end now. God didn't bless it. For an honest and good woman, read over in Isaiah when he said how that those that we escaped in the last years, the daughters of Zion that we escaped, all these damnable things that is upon the earth. The sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair, and took them wives, which is women, of all which they choose. Now a great sign at the end of time. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strike with men. Immediately after this took place, Luke tells us that, I got it wrote down here, I think Luke 7:27 said that they married and gave in marriage in the days of Noah. See how it was. The same thing. Men look upon the attractiveness. That is why we are talking about all this emphasis on beauty. 99.9% of the men on the street are demon possessed. When they look at the opposite sex, it is with evil thoughts. These are serpent seeds. So you should do everything to cover yourself properly. I was walking around here last week. I saw a girl that wore a very long dress and tear it at the back almost to the buttocks. And you come to this place to fellowship, not a newcomer. God be merciful to your soul. Of all that we are preaching here, that is still what you can bring. You are preparing yourself for the lake of fire. I don't care what you come to do here. If you like, come and sing special. If you like, do anything. Write prayer request. It doesn't take you to heaven. You must live and go to a hearing. We don't believe in women splitting their dress. We don't believe it here. What? Number four. That is what we believe here. If you are not satisfied with it, go to where they believe it. Go to where they practice it. We don't want foolishness here. We don't want unrighteousness here. We want purity and holiness. The Bible several Paul said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. If you don't want embarrassment, don't come to church with that kind of an insult to God. God be merciful to your soul. In the time of Brother Abraham, a lady walking with all kinds of dress. Abraham said, he said, remove his suit. I went to give it to her that, please, if you want to listen to me preach, you put this one to cover yourself. He pushed the coat off. He said, is that what they believe here? She went out. Spread her lips. Is your word? Now what be that? Listen to what I say also now. Save a cow. Have that kind of religion. I will shoot it. The prophet said, don't worry. Your car won't have it at all. Within 2 hours, she was down in the hospital. Rabban was still on the platform that day. When somebody come to the door, beckoning to Rabban that they need him in the hospital. Finally, he had to hand over to somebody and went. By the time he got there, as he was climbing the staircase like this one, the girl breathed her last. God didn't want his prophet to pray for her. So by the time the prophet got there, the nurse said, just about 3 minutes, she passed away. That's when the prophet got to the hospital already. Then God said, you cannot get no prayer. He was telling the nurse that tell the preacher I said that about to forgive me that I'm sorry. The nurse told the prophet, Abraham said, up to the time he was re-echoing that thing, was 19. He said the nurse still live at Howard Park. Said, I got a message for you. This is what she said. Then the husband standing there said, Brother Ram should say a prayer for her. Brother Ram said, the prayer is late now. All those people that pray for the dead, it is spiritism. Somebody asked the prophet, what do you think about Catholic Church? He said, I wish you don't ask me that question. Since you have asked me, and I have to answer you, say it's the highest form of spiritism I ever know. He said, why did you say that one? He said, why did you say that one? Don't you also commune with the dead? Brother said, no, I don't commune with the dead. He said, what about your Jesus Christ? Brother said, but he's alive. He rose up and he's alive. Yes, sir. May God have mercy upon us. He's appointed unto man. Wants to die. After that, the judgment. Somebody do evil and die. That is how we meet the angry God. Whether as a liar, whether as a thief, whether as a fornicator, or an adulterer, or whatsoever, and you don't repent, that is how you will meet God. I don't care if all cardinals in the world, including Pope himself, come and stand on your grave and be anointing you and be praying and be doing novena and be doing whatever. You are a candidate of hell. The way a tree lives, that is how it falls. That goes for every religion on the earth. Praying for somebody, whether I'm told today, whether I'm told you today, that is why people do evil continually. Because they are believing that some people will pray them out of pocket. It's a lie of the devil. Everybody that dies in sin goes to hell. Rich or poor. President or governor, whosoever, whether a beggar on the street, everyone that dies in sin goes to hell. May God be our head. Whenever I read the sermon of today, though we are on course, but I thought this all this will have gone for the Sunday school, but we never get there. But where we reach, we stop. Like I said the other time, anytime the pastor, he just takes something, I will look for alternative services to God sparing our life. Amen. I think it was Wednesday when pastor was closing service. Several people said, including me this morning, and I said, we thought Pastor would preach today. Not as you think. Yeah. He has said that when he's ready, when he can feel the enough strength. Like this one that I do so, if there is not enough strength here, and I've fallen down here, that may be the end of it. Church will continue. Are you getting me? This particular service may be disrupted. You may say that let's go home for today. On Wednesday, church door will open. And service will continue. So when he gets strength, that he knows that this strength can stand, he will call. Are you following me? Because that closing is just a matter of 5 minutes. So. So dance acrobatic here under inspiration for 30 minutes. If the strength is not there, you may go down. The Lord bless you. I say God bless you. Let me just read paragraph 133 so that we can proceed. Of the flashing red light sign of the notice these smart, educated Kenite women from Cain's lineage married these humble peasant boys of Set. And from there, became giants and were renowned. You see, Abraham connecting the two words now. That verse that we read has that word. If you don't follow the prophet and you don't have understanding, now you Sabio. We find out that they become great scientists, great workers of wood, great, smart, educated people, and they had a great economy. And they live in such a scientific age until they built pyramids that we couldn't build today. They built the Sphinx, many great marks that we see in rock, in sands on time, that we could not reproduce today, because those people leaned upon their knowledge and became scientists and smart men and renowned men. This is what will lead to the building of the Tower of Babel. The people were brilliant. Yeah. Because what started the ball rolling was knowledge. The serpent telling Eve, yeah, there are things you don't know that I know that I want to teach you. He taught her sex education. He taught her righteousness. And inside of those things contains every evil spirit. So that when Cain came out, he was the first person to ask God questions. He was the first murderer. He was the first person that was jealous. Yes. And you see those spirits in people today, including church people and different religious people, and they see bear great, great titles. Serpent seed. Let's open the scriptures. Genesis chapter 7. Verse 5 to 7. Then we jump to 12 to 13. And then verse 23. Genesis 7. From verse 5. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife. Verse 5. I read 7. Okay, I went. Okay, yes. Sorry. And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. I was reading verse 7. Right. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters was upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark, because of the waters of the flood. Now, it was in chapter 6, that the cup of God's wrath got filled up, and he decided to destroy everything. Because he said, it grieved me that I even made man. But when he looked at his record, he found one person that was righteous. And he gave that person a message to preach. A message of righteousness. And he was preaching it. And he told him to build the ark. I was thinking, I don't know, that did Noah single-handedly construct the ark, or he employed people to help him in the construction? That maybe he employed them. No. Because Noah must still feed his wife and family. He was also preaching. And he was constructing the ark. I don't know. The Bible is not detailed to that extent. But if you see a replica of the ark that was built, they built a replica in U.S., the Ark of Noah, according to all the measurements. And it's a place of tourists. The tourist center. Yeah. A very mammoth place. I have some of the videos and the pictures. Because a friend of mine went there, and they said he went there. It was a mammoth thing. No, the measurement is in the Bible. So it's not just, it's a replica. Build it like that. It's a mighty work. Very great work. Now, let's jump to verse 12. Now, from the people that were on earth, only Noah, his wife, his three sons, making how many? Five. And their wives, making how many? Eight. Entered inside. Verse 12. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the self same day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark. Let's go to verse 23. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and the creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. Now listen. As we follow this lineage of Cain from the beginning, and it got expanded and got to, and so population explosion on the earth. And the prophet said, majority of them were the children of Cain. Just few were God's children. Until he narrowed down to only Noah. If it hasn't been only Noah at a point, it will have been Noah and somebody else. Because according to God's policy, God will not destroy the righteous with the wicked. Is that the scripture? The prophet preached the message, the ark. Where he told us more on this, but that's not where we are going. We are saying that all this something has populated the ark until only Noah remained from this site. So as at the time that God now talked to Noah, Noah and his wife, and then the three sons that they gave back to, Ham reluctantly believed the message, because everybody in the family believed it. But inside of him, he had the wrong seed. And not only that, this arm is also needed in the ark as a transport for the serpent seed to cross the ark. So when these eight people enter the ark, all the millions that were on earth perished. They perished. Be scratching your head inside sleep. Since we start, I doubt if you have had up to five statements. Now, so sleep. Say, say, fly, bite you. At what age? If you look at the bar, you see people standing. In most cases, when you go and stand outside, I used to see you. Now, you go and sit down somewhere where you also sleep. The choice is yours. We are talking about serpent seed and the seed of God. We don't know which one you are. May God have mercy upon us. We will do our best. You see, this is a plain ground.
Okay.
Genesis chapter 8. Verse 15 to 17. This is after the earth was submerged. Because of 40 days and night rain. And the water prevailed on the earth for 150 days. Then finally, the water abated. Then here in Genesis 8, verse 15, the Bible said, and God spake unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife, and thy sons, and thy sons' wives with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of all flesh, both of fowl, and of cattle, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the ark, that they may breed abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful, and multiply upon the earth. 2,000 years of human existence, God have only 7 that believe
him.
You see the ratio of God's children to serpent seed? Common reasoning will let you know that this destruction that we are facing now, a handful also of God's children are the one that is on the ground. Majority of them, 99.9999, are serpent seed. I will be destroyed by fire. For 2,000 years, the whole thing ended in 7 people righteous. Meje, Ham, not be righteous, but enjoy in that place for some years. For only one reason, that it was in the ark. Okay, let's read further. Chapter 9, verse 1. Then from verse 1 we jump to verse 18. And God blessed Noah and his sons and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Let's jump to verse 18. And the sons of Noah that went forth of the ark were Shem and Ham and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. These are the three sons of Noah, and of them was the old ark overspread. The three sons of Noah populated the ark. Like I said the other time, that all of us are not from Adam. As some people used to say, that all of us are, we are not all from Adam. Some are from the serpent. Right. What verse have I just read now?
19.
All right. Okay. Now verse 20. And now began to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. Now, the Bible didn't talk much of this, not just that he just saw it, he must have mocked his father. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. Instead of Ham going to tell Shem and Japheth, He might not have been his mistake to have stumbled into his father. But he should have, if he had the right seed in him, taking a garment, and then from there, go back, and now lay it on his father like that. What he said of him here will not have been said of him. But you cannot do better than the seed that is inside of you. The seed that is in there is a mockery seed.
It
is a seed that rejoices at others' nakedness.
It
is a seed that rejoices in people's calamities, especially the righteous. Yes. Let's read further now. Verse 24. And now I woke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge
Japheth,
and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Now, Canaan is the son of Ham. So that lineage again is cursed. The first product from the serpent.
Cain.
He was cursed. He was marked. Now this is post-destruction now. Now these are the new generations now. Immediately now, Satan again was manifested. And curse was placed there. Right. Now let's go to Genesis 10. Let's read from verse 6 to 10. And the sons of Ham, Cush, and Mizraim, and Put, and Canaan, and the sons of Cush, Seba, and Havila, and Sabta, and Rama, and Sabteka, and the sons of Rama, Sheba, and Dedan. And Cush begat Nimrod. He began to be a mighty man, mighty one in the earth. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod the mighty hunter before the Lord, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel. Are you following? And Erech, and Akkad, and Kaneh, in the land of Shinar. We are tracing something. The son of Cain was Cush. From Cush, Canaan. Down. But we have Nimrod. And Nimrod, we are going into something. Okay, all right. No problem. Let's, before we now go to read from the quotes, wherever we read here, we pause for today. Let's also read Genesis 11:5-9. Genesis 11:5-9. No, reading from the beginning, he told us about the whole having one language and one speech. Let's read from the beginning. So verse 9. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, that they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said one to another, go to, where did that thought come from? This thing they are saying to each other. Where did that thought come from? Who thought of that? Let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and lime had they for mortar. And they said, go to. Let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. Now the prophet said, this one, that this thought, he came from Nimrod, who is the founder of Babel.
And
let's read down. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men builded. Not the sons of God, said. And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have one language, and this they begin to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them which they have imagined to do. The prophet preached the message, oneness of unity. He said, when people become one, he said they will achieve their purpose. And that is why Satan put disagreement between husband and wife, so that they cannot achieve. He will just bring something. With that thing, it may be something in Brad Phillips' language, infinitesimal. He will just begin to make a mountain out of the molehill. Be expanding it. It's an inspiration. If you don't quench that thing, it will go to something. I remember one time when I traveled with Papa Oluwaro Timi and some of the in-laws. Yeah, to Mama Ogu's village. When she was crossing from idol worship to Christianity, to go and evacuate all that she used for the idol worship, throw them in the river, burn some matches. So when we were getting closer to the village, then disagreement just started between she and the daughter, small. We were in the vehicle. By the time we got there, while we were settling down to start whatsoever, then the daughter was inspired to, she just said, this problem I have 23 years ago. Now my mother caused it. I said, what? We come here to fight with the devil. And the devil going shifting the fight to both of you. I have to take over and talk some things to kill that spirit. Otherwise, Satan that knows we are coming is after the very purpose of our coming. And that is what he has just risen up to do now. And when it happens in a family, if the grace of God is not upon anyone to know the style how to quench it, it will finally become Armageddon, a local one. That is what used to come to battles. We must have a knowledge. We must have an understanding that every seed of God here is in a battle. And the devil is after you. And he's going to follow you bumper to bumper. This evil spirit have actually been inspiring his own children to be against God's own children. So in every situation, when you see the enemy kindling his fire, carry your bag and do like Abraham. When Satan wants to bring fight in the house of Abraham, he carried his chair and went and sat outside. Because Satan came to pass through the wife. When Satan knew that God was on his way with two angels, then he wanted to create an atmosphere here that the blessing will never come. Then he just started. Say, my husband, your decision, I believe, to choose this place that you choose, I don't believe you are led. I don't believe you are correctly inspired. Now you yourself see now. Now the people that are in charge of the cattle, they come, they complain that there is no grass for them to eat. Those with the sheep is the same thing. Water is dry in this place. And see this all something also. And every time you be saying you are led, you are led. I believe it's not every time you are led. Look at Lot now. Okay, look at Lot, for instance. Okay, look at the business, how the business is growing. Look at the caravans, how they move on. You don't hear of any complaint that their cattle is not getting food. When the thing was going up like that, Abraham just carried his chair and went to go and put in front of the house and started to meditate that how many things that God has given to us. He began now to think of God's blessings, think of his protection, think of when the enemy will have taken them, think of this, think of that. He thought of when the Pharaoh, king of Egypt, wants to collect the wife. He thought of when the other one, Abimelech, wants to collect this and that. He began to think of all those things that God has done. While he was meditating in the right direction like that, here come God and the angels. So if you don't have the wisdom to be able to put this under control, let us all fire will burn in your house. Then you now come to pastor. I don't even know this is a wedding. Maybe you should scatter what? The pastor used to join, know the scatter. Yes, our own pastor here, he joins, he does not scatter. There may be other pastors that scatter somewhere else. They are inspired by the devil. Yes. Because they are right. And they boast of it. Separate husband and wife. And give another woman to the man. Oh yes. They are inspired by the devil. It's contrary to God's word. Not to talk of pastors that want to be doing part-time job with somebody else's wife. Evil inspiration from the bit of hair. It's acting like a serpent seed. Amen. Where did I reach? Verse what?
6.
Ah, this is. Go to verse 7 now. Let us go down. And they have confound their language that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth. And they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel. Because the Lord did there confound the language of all the hearts. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of all the hearts. May God have mercy. In this Nigeria alone, I don't know how many is the language now. They used to talk about, say, 250. But that's if you are talking of language but not dialects. If you go to read dialects, it's not less than 500 in this country. That is why things don't work out at all in this country. Everything is Babel confusion. So now, we want to, merciful God, we'll just read the introduction to this, and then away. Now we have seen thus far now, the migration of the serpent seed line, that is, if you are following now, from Lucifer to the serpent, serpent to Cain, from Cain coming down till he reached Nimrod, and so on and so forth. And they are the one that is, you will hear it as we are in the next study now. And then you just see as we go. Let me not go ahead of myself. Now I want to read from the Seven Church Age book under Pergamon Church Age, where Satan's seat is. If it is only just the introduction, then we will be able to continue another time. Where Satan's seat is. And that is the explanation of Revelation chapter 2, verse 13. Can you quickly project that so that we read it before we... Revelation 2:13. That is the eulogy of God to the age of Pergamos. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is, and thou holdest fast my name, and hast not denied my faith, even in those days, wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you, where Satan dwelleth. Now, the beginning of idolatry started in Babel. But in this place, which is part of the last 2,000 years, now God is speaking to some people here that are living in Asia country, in the city of Pergamos, that they are living in Satan's seat. Where they are in Satan's throne. So we want to see how the Satan migrated from Babel. With Babel also meet Babylon. And then came to live now in Pergamos. That is the next lesson. We just, because it's even time we should close now. But let me just read the introduction. The reason that this is part of the eulogy of the Spirit is because these brave soldiers of the cross were overcoming Satan right in the midst of his own throne room. You think God does not take note of what everybody passed through? God takes note. He knows where you are living. He knows where you are working. He knows where you are schooling. He knows the activities of Satan there. And is looking to you now to be able to represent him correctly. Because that was why he was pressing these people, that they were overcoming Satan in his throne. Yes. You may live among serpent seed. You may walk among serpent seed. You may school among serpent seed. But God is going to look at you now with my own spirit, if you have inside of you, what do you achieve? Because God cannot be defeated. They were winning the battle through the name and faith of Jesus right in the camp of the leaders of darkness. What a tremendous commendation. Like the mighty men of David who invaded the camp of the enemy to bring David a thirst quenching water. So these giants of faith invaded the realm of Satan's heartless strongholds. They invaded Satan's the realm of Satan's heartless strongholds, and by preaching and exhorting brought the water of salvation to those who live under the shadow of death. That is what we are doing at this time, when the enemy has taken over everywhere. Then the spirit has to brace up to comfort the devil headlong, looking at the activities of the devil in schools, in offices, in homes, and in different places. The anointing of the spirit at this time have to confront the devil headlong and see how many are those people that are God's own children, to hear the voice of the spirit. And like we said, we will end this sermon itself by the message of the third angel. Yes. Until that time, like John said, say, little children, keep yourself from idols. Keep yourself from immorality. Keep yourself from filthiness. Keep yourself from the things of the world. Wash your hands clean from it. Let your own testimony come out, that will be said of you, that when you also went to school in the midst of demons, or you went to work in the midst of demons, or you are living in the midst of demons, that you are an overcomer there in the throne room of Satan, that you broke into the strongholds of the devil, and you came out victorious, and you have a testimony. We are reading some people's oath. Our own is with God. Because Brother Brown said, if they have to write our own down, he said there is no generation to read it again. But they are there with God. And when we meet him, we'll get the results. Keep yourself from every impurity. Satan only wants to disgrace you. He only wants to disgrace you. And once Satan disgraces, he will jump out. He will jump out. You will be the one that will face the disgrace. That is what he's planning. Any evil accord that Satan is pushing human being to do, he wants to push you until you are disgraced. And once you are disgraced finished, then he jump out. The prophet said that when Satan entered into the mania and was cast out, and he went into the house of swine, and the house of swine ran into the water and perished there, those demons live. That is what he wants to do for you. May God be gracious unto us. Everything that is evil, they look sweet. They look sweet. But it's the way of destruction. And the anger of God is belching. Yes. Lie is a sweet way to come out of trouble. Lie. It's a sweet way to come out of trouble. But it's in God's record. Stealing is a sweet way to enjoy life. It's in God's record. Immorality is a sweet way to satisfy the flesh unlawfully in an unrighteous way. If you are not caught at all, if you are not caught, it's in God's record. Yes. It's in God's record. Apart from that, that devil, the way he walks, he will just leave you like that. As you do this one, you are not caught. He will tell you that you will also not be caught the next one. Say if you also do this one too, you will not be caught. If you also add this one to you, you also not be caught. Before you stop, add this one to it, you will not be caught. That is how it will be doing until you are caught. Then you face the disgrace. May the Lord be our help. God bless you. Come to the Savior, make no delay. Here in His word, He has shown us a way. Oh, here in our midst, He's standing today. Oh, tenderly say, come, joyful, 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 joyful with a mighty be. When from sin our hearts are pure and free, oh, and we shall God. We shall gather Savior with Him. Oh, in a eternal room. Oh, so Father, children, oh, yeah, it's one. Yeah, let every heart live for. Family meeting. Summon your children. See their spiritual condition. If any of them has been infected with evil spirits, cry for deliverance. Otherwise, the day of disgrace, it draweth now. It draweth now. Sign the scriptures. There is nobody that sell himself to do evil that goes for free. Yes, sir. That goes for free. Except the one that could pray for mercy. Sign Pack your family. Ask for mercy from God. Mothers, talk to your daughters. Brothers, talk to your sons. See if they are laden with evil spirits. See what they are battling with. But if they say they are grown up enough, that you leave them alone, then commit them to God. If anything happens in future, you'll be able to say, Shebi, I asked you. Shebi, I told you. Now that you can be helped with prayer, now that we can fast and pray for you, now that you can be bear up before the Almighty God, if you hide yourself under some religious clothing and you hide demons inside, you will face it alone when the time comes. May the Lord of heaven and earth have mercy upon every one of us. It's my prayer. Let's commit ourselves to God. Sometimes some of them look pious, but they are filled with demons sometimes. Grown up adults, if you are under a wrong anointing, cry for mercy before it is too late. Because Satan is fighting his last battle, moving from place to place, church to church, family to family. You need to hear things that happen sometimes, even under the umbrella of Malachi 4. That is why we don't preach church. We preach the word of God. We preach Christ and Him crucified. And Christ is our example. Yes, sir. Everything is coming to its end. That is why Satan has become very vicious now. He's wild, fighting left and right. Because he knows that his time is short. When he was in the man of Gadara, and Jesus came his way, he spoke out. Have you come to torment us before our time? He knew that his time is coming for his coming. Before the door is closed, cry for mercy. Ask for deliverance. Ask for grace. Tell God to remember you. If you are indifferent, no problem. If you don't care, that's no problem. Or you are procrastinating, no problem. Do you have tomorrow in your hand? Tomorrow may be too late. But Abraham said, it's not that we cannot repent. He said, but God, what God is asking for is quick repentance. To find yourself in a bad condition, quick repentance. Stop evil. That was the message that Noah was preaching. And in preaching for 120 years, the people remained adamant. Then God came and destroyed them all. But when this same sermon was preached in 3 days in Nineveh, the people repented. Up to their suckling child, even their animals had to fast. Everybody fasted, and God spared them. Sack the family. If there be evil spirit there, do everything within your power to get rid of it. Otherwise, time is coming when things will be late. Oh.
If there be someone that would like to be remembered in prayer, will you lift up your hand to God? As I request the pastor to please pray for you.
I bless the Heavenly Father. Into thy presence once again we come. A time like this. Lord, we thank you for our generation. We thank you for the messenger and the message that you have sent to us to prepare us, O God, to make us ready to escape the damnation that lays ahead. Lord Jesus, before you destroyed the people at the time of Noah, you sent a messenger. You sent a message. It is because they refused to hear the message, they refused to believe the message, that was what led to their destruction. Father, you have sent a message to us.
Yes.
It is the message that has gathered us. We pray, O God, your word that has gone forth, may wash us from every form of unrighteousness. In the name of Jesus Christ. But children of the altar, hands are raised up everywhere. Master, wherever there is form of darkness, Lord, you are the light that there is. May you remove it from our lives, Lord. May you set the captive free, O God. May you deliver the oppressed, Lord. May you grant the desires of our heart, Lord. May you meet our needs, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, wherever maybe our little ones try to be involved in one thing or the other that we have not taught them at all. Let them be taught in church here. Father, raise the standard, Lord.
Yes.
Deliver them, O Father. See them completely free in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. What you taught us that the rapture faith lays in this message. That is what we are expecting.
Yes.
May you fill us with rapture faith, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Fill us and fill us with your spirit. As many as are not yet filled with the Holy Ghost, you are the baptizer. May you baptize them with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Those already filled, may you refill them, Lord. May the enemy completely be shattered into pieces in his activities in our lives. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Blessed be thy holy name.
Amen.
May we never be among those that this message will stand a witness against on the day of judgment, Lord.
Yes.
Take all the glory and honor that who knows the needs of each and every one of us, Lord Jesus, until your prophet said our thoughts speak louder in heaven than our words. You know our thoughts, Lord. You know our needs, Lord. Lord Jesus, meet us at the point of our needs. Answer our prayers, Lord.
Yes.
Give to us what we request of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
Blessed be thy holy name. The victory that your message gave may be our portion.
Amen.
The righteousness that your message gave may be our portion.
Amen.
The holiness that your message gave may be our portion. The purity that your message produced may be our portion.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Bless your servant and replenishing for the virtue that has led to him. Take all the glory and honor for granting these petitions. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.
The Lord bless you. Listen to this announcement. All song leaders should please meet under the tree for a brief meeting immediately after the service.
Mike.
Then this one says lost but found. A phone charger was found. So please meet the deacons. A little change for this service. We'll sing to him. We'll sing one, finish it. I will send the next one will be the handing over to the Shavuot. 197. There's a great day coming.
Christ, a great day coming, a great day. Oh, Christ, a great day coming by and by. When the saints and the sinners shall be parted right and left, are you ready for the day?
We made about the Oluwaro Timis. See the Dickens, whatever the Lord made the way for you to contribute.
161.
By 2 o'clock, we meet again by the grace of God for the last service of the day. Nations are breaking.
Sat a feeling. Look on your redemption.